Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates, and our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, this is Jill Hamilton, editor at clearancejobs.com. Welcome to this episode of ClearCast today, where we're joined by Mike Manzo from GD Mission Systems. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Jill, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
GD Mission Systems has a long history of supporting missions in Maryland. Can you talk a little bit about your history of work in the region and what sets your organization apart?
Absolutely. Excited to. General Dynamics Mission Systems has supported our Maryland customers and the intelligence community at large for decades. We have worked hand in hand with them on their toughest challenges by providing smart, experienced teams and, frankly, innovative solutions to enable their missions to keep our nation safe. Our long partnership means we have in-depth knowledge of the challenges they face and how we can provide actionable solutions to them, you know, whether it's people-focused, embedding in their spaces, inviting them to work in our spaces, technology-focused, we're constantly challenging ourselves to challenge the impossible. We've established our company as the industry leader in providing proven mission solutions. That's why, frankly, it's in our name. Our rich company culture, driven by that knowledge and diversity in our workforce, really has led to thought leadership that has enabled us to innovate as we apply our solutions to keep the missions and our service members of our nation safe.
That's great that you have the word mission in the name. I think that says a lot, speaks volumes about the focus that you have on the work that you do.
Indeed, yes.
So supporting NSA and the intel community, obviously there's a lot you can't talk about.
Sure.
But if there is one thing that you'd like to communicate about the work that you guys do, what would it be?
Sure. So GD Mission Systems frequently works beyond the cutting edge. Our teams, we like to say, often work on the bleeding edge. We do things that at first appear to be impossible, but because of the way we design our teams and how our teams are embedded with the customers and that relationship that we've built with them really leads to informed collaboration that ultimately results in a rich and exquisite knowledge of the mission. All this enables us to take the mission from the bleeding edge to use it to fill mission gaps that frankly yield incredible results. And you'll forgive me if I don't speak about the results, just they are truly incredible. Additionally, you know, one of the things that sets us apart is because we are in our customers' mission spaces, we gain this exquisite knowledge about the mission, but we also have a rich understanding of the data. And as you can imagine, in today's world, people who understand the data the most can be the most successful. And that knowledge of the data allows us to do things, frankly, that others can't. In the most simple form, you know, how can we use the data to predict the behavior of our country's adversaries and enemies? What solutions can we employ that will prevent or disrupt what it is they intend to do? Well, what we do in this realm is classified for sure. What I can say is that we do use computer-based machine learning and artificial intelligence to provide analysts with the structured data and algorithms that really dramatically improve the actionable intelligence for our customers and decision makers. And that really is one of the differentiators that makes a huge difference in how our customers view us, and the partnership that we have grown over the years really allows us to analyze and attain a different level of understanding of the data. We walk the walk and we talk the talk. You know, we work beyond the mundane. We solve the impossible, and our work has significant mission impacts to the nation.
I love how like the connection between the relationships, the strong relationships, can really be a driver between, you know, the accuracy or the data that's the end result too.
Right.
You know, just how closely you can work together. The word partnership really stands out. So it's really great. So happy 2020,
right?
Yeah. So COVID-19 has changed the nature of how we're performing work and how positions are staffed. So how would you say your recruiting and overall work has continued despite all the challenges and setbacks from this year?
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, 2020 is the year that keeps on giving. COVID-19 certainly has changed the way we all work, and that includes the government. You know, prior to COVID, we worked in previously accepted methods and ways that were driven by conventional security approaches and customer practices. COVID has really forced us to reevaluate that and really take a hard look at what is it that we need to accomplish, partition that work that needs to be inside of a secure area. And to our customers' credit, and again, this goes back to that relationship, we've been able to work with them to broaden the aperture just a little bit to allow us to have more of a hybrid approach. And what we've seen is that we've been able to find places on programs for those that are awaiting clearances to not only participate, but to have impactful work for the customers. So, you know, as we have seen, even prior to COVID, you know, once somebody joins a company, obviously GD Mission Systems in this case, you know, it does take some time for the clearance process to, you know, run its course. And we want to make sure that when people join us, that they feel that they're making a contribution on day one. And so as we do this, we're still hiring. Obviously, you know, we've had a number of people join our team across the country this year. After COVID, we have implemented onboarding procedures to ensure that we take into consideration where we are. So we're doing virtual interviews. We're making sure that people feel comfortable with the way GD Mission Systems and the customer are dealing with COVID. I will say I'm very proud of our company and our customers because we've not only been able to, you know, continue to hire, but people feel comfortable when they join our team. It is truly fascinating how COVID is upending traditional ways of collaborating as well. And we really have fallen back on that relationship that I spoke of earlier. And that's allowed us to have this smooth collaboration, not only with within the teams, but with our customers as well. From a practical perspective, some of the adjustments we've made include incorporating phone and video interviews for applicants. You know, Zoom is your friend. And we've even done virtual onboarding. It's been updated so that almost the entire process, you know, aside from a picture for a badge, can be done remotely. And when our interviewees must be on site. Obviously, we follow CDC guidelines for social distancing, cleaning prior to and after the interviews in our facilities. And our leadership has continuously conveyed that the health and welfare is really the primary mission when we're speaking with potential employees of the company, which really does allow us to continue to win contracts and obviously fill the open positions that we have.
That's one thing that I've been really impressed by watching kind of from the sidelines, is hearing from INSA when they had their intelligence community was speaking out about how they've responded this year. And just like, it's definitely been a people first mentality, and across the board, just seeing a lot of ensure safety,
right,
and ensure mission focus. And then, yeah, that's where like people who are really agile, like to companies that are able to pivot and connect and like figure out different ways to operate, you see them thriving because they've taken on 2020 and the challenges there, like you guys have, and figured out how to operate, maintain safety, and keep focused on that mission.
Yeah, so thank you for that. I mean, I think you summarized it well. You know, that company thrives on innovative thought and action, and that extends not only to the missions, but the way we conduct business, and the way we conduct business extends to the way we recruit employees. And so that really is embedded not only in the way in the DNA for the missions, but also in the DNA and the way we treat every single employee of the company.
Speaking of technologies and innovation,
sure.
What are some that GD Mission Systems professionals working on or producing that they maybe wouldn't produce anywhere else?
Now we're getting exciting. So what we provide, so I'm an engineer at heart, so this is the stuff that really gets me going in the morning. So what we provide that really is difficult to find anywhere else, and that we're proud that we differentiate ourselves from the field, is that marriage of technology and mission. You know, example of this is our expertise with high-performance computing architectures that are working on some of the country's toughest challenges. And because of our exquisite knowledge of not only how to push data through machines faster, but also how to take that data that comes out and apply it in ways such as reverse engineering, software development, we really understand what our adversaries' intents are, so our customers have actionable intelligence on what to do with that. This technology doesn't just benefit our customers in Maryland. We're able to lift and shift the technology based on the customer's mission's requirements and apply that to the intelligence community writ large, meaning we deploy our technology quickly, cost-effectively, and send experienced, talented teams to many of our different customer locations. That nexus of knowledge really gets brought back, and we benefit from all of the different missions that our employees are engaged in to help each of the individual missions succeed. So what is done in Maryland gets applied in Virginia. What's applied in Virginia gets applied in Minnesota, for example. Mm. And so we really have that collaborative nature, not only from the customer perspective, but across the teams as well.
No, that's great. When you put innovation and collaboration together, that's a great outcome there. So tell us, how long have you been with General Dynamics Mission Systems?
So I have been with General Dynamics Mission Systems for 29 years because they've offered me opportunities that I wanted to just go grab for myself. And that's one of the things that really excites me about working at General Dynamics Mission Systems. We enable the employees to have their destiny is in their own hands. We help them. We help everybody find their way. And we certainly incentivize people to grow beyond not only what they're comfortable with, but where we would like them to grow as productive members of the team. And I have certainly benefited from that over my 29 years.
That's awesome. This seems like a key driver behind why people would stay so long, especially for you, like why you're able to enter in and keep pushing and pushing beyond what you thought that right. You were going to be able to do,
yeah.
You know, which is great. I mean, that's, you grow as a human being, you grow in your skill sets, and there's incentives to do that. That's really great.
Yeah. So, I spoke earlier, one of the things that really, from a personal perspective for me, is I wake up every day knowing that what we do saves lives. You know, if you're just to boil it all down to its fundamental elements, what we do saves lives. We're so close to the missions and the customers, and you get so engrossed in making sure that we're keeping the nation safe, we're keeping the women and men of armed services and also in the intelligence community safe. And in my case, you know, one day you wake up and 29 years have gone by, and, you know, there's lots of things that I've worked on that I'm super proud of that will never see the light of day. And that's really exciting that we're able to do that and that we're able to, you know, help the country in that fashion.
That's really great. So who would you say GD Mission Systems might be looking for?
Ah, okay. So as I said before, the work we do does require innovative thinkers who thrive in working in team environments. Even when things like COVID comes knocking, I'm super proud of the teams for the way they have not only put that to the side, you know, from a personal perspective, but even understanding that, you know, while the nation is hurting in one aspect, it still needs to be focused in other aspects. You know, we're looking for that innovative thinker, specifically looking for reverse engineers, cloud engineers who can build and deploy cloud-based systems natively, software engineers familiar with high-performance computing environments. And we're looking for people in those fields across all experience levels. These aren't just the senior folks, they're not just the entry-level folks. We pride ourselves on having diversity of thought, not only from a pure diversity perspective, but also from an experience perspective. And learning is, you know, as I just talked about personally, is a lifelong journey. And we do know that our most senior employees have years of experience to share with our most junior employees. And those same as entry-level employees bring different ideas and ways of approaching challenges that our more senior employees, frankly, can benefit from. You know, a great example of that is me personally. You know, I was not that comfortable with video teleconferencing and this collaborative nature that COVID has forced us into. And I've become more comfortable with that. Entry-level folks that are coming out of college, you know, they're all social media experts and they're constantly on their phones. And we're beginning to communicate in those ways across the spectrum. And that's really been able to help my demographic, you know, communicate better with, you know, the entry-level folks coming in. And then in turn, we're able to bring them into the mission and help them understand, you know, the decades of experience that have come before them and how they can learn from that. And then how we can learn from them as they begin to innovate in ways that, frankly, we haven't even thought of yet.
That's fantastic. I love hearing about the mission focus. And because you're right, even in 2020, our adversaries are not sleeping.
That's right.
Just because we're being impacted by this virus. In fact, a lot of things have kicked up even more. So it's always important to keep that mission focus. And it's clear that that's the type of employee that you're looking for, is ready to innovate.
That's right.
And I love that learning approach as well, that everybody can learn from one another. As you collaborate together, you know, that it really pushes you all forward. That's great. Well, thank you for joining us today at ClearedCast. For more security clearance news and defense information, please visit us at news.clearedjobs.com.